In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
To introduce myself.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Well, y'all done came a long way. I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, makes space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the culture.
Oh my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy.
Damn. Yes, you are.
All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning.
That's good.
You guys are trending. I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today?
Get your ass up.
All right, let's start it over. Envy's not here, Angela Yee, so you got to throw the ball in the air.
Angela Yee's not here either today.
Oh, she's not here. No. Okay, well, damn it. Never mind. Nobody told me. Didn't know I was all alone. Hey, what's happening? I go by the name of Charlamagne the God. I'm not doing the yo-yo-yos by myself. I refuse to. That just feels stupid. It feels like I'm throwing the ball in the air and then trying to dunk it at the same time. Let me give it a college try. Let's see. Let me throw it up. Yo. Nope. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen. DJ Envy is stuck in traffic. I didn't know Angela Yee was off today. Where Angela Yee at?
It's her birthday.
No, it's not. Her birthday was on the 3rd.
Well, she had to take off for her birthday.
Today is the goddamn 15th.
I'm just relaying the message, bro. I don't do the schedule over here.
All right, man. Well, listen, we got a great show lined up for you today. At 7 o'clock, we have Natori Naughton, okay? Do people even still call her Natori, or do you know her as Tasha from Power? I'm not sure, but she'll be here this morning at 7 o'clock. And then at 8 a.m., we have attorney Ben Crump. It was a terrible situation that happened right around the corner. You know, we broadcast from New York City, right here in the Tribeca area. And if you've seen the video of Soho Karen, the young brother, Keon Harrell Jr., his father, Keon Harrell Sr., and his mother, Kat Rodriguez, will be joining us this morning to talk to us about the action they're trying to take to get their son some justice, okay? So they'll be tapping in with us at 8 a.m., all right? So let's get the show started. All right, we got front page news up next. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about because I just got here. What is this song? What is this?
Roddy Ricch, High Fashion.
Oh, my God. All right. Salute to my guy, Roddy Ricch. I'm just tired of hearing this song. Nothing personal against you. Everything personal against radio for constantly, constantly playing the same music over and over, okay? It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Hey, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy. But Angela Yee and DJ Envy are not quite here yet. DJ Envy is on his way. So I guess I got to do front page news by myself. Now, we had this discussion yesterday. We need to get an intro for front page news. This Empire State of Mind instrumental not cutting it no more. You hear me? Okay? That's right. We're going to correct things in real time.
You
God damn it.
For? I don't
All right.
What am I doing?
Now, NFL playoffs this weekend. I don't even know why I give a damn about the playoffs. My Cowboys not in it, but whatever. The L.A. Rams play the Green Bay Packers at 4:35 p.m. Baltimore Ravens play Buffalo Bills at 8:15 p.m. tomorrow. And on Sunday, the Cleveland Browns play the Kansas City Chiefs at 3:05 p.m. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers play the New Orleans Saints at 6:40 p.m. We got a fake-ass Buccaneers fan in this room.
Why are you hating?
His name is Dramos.
Why are you such a hater?
Dramos is your Puerto Rican. Where are you from?
Puerto Rican. I'm from Jersey.
You from Jersey. How does a Puerto Rican from Jersey become a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan?
Because
you look like the old logo?
How does an African-American man from South Carolina become a Cowboys fan?
I'll tell you why.
How?
Because in South Carolina, we didn't have a professional football team.
Okay.
And being that we didn't have a professional football team, my daddy grew up a Dallas Cowboys fan, not to mention the whole, you know, rock star lifestyle that was surrounding the Cowboys, the cocaine, all of that type of good stuff. My dad was into all of that. Okay?
Okay.
To answer your question.
All right.
And speaking of South Carolina, drop on the clues bombs for South Carolina. My guy, Jamie Harrison, has been appointed the head of the Democratic National Committee. I always think it's dope when something doesn't go one way for a person and then they end up in another position. Jamie ran for Senate against Lindsey Ladybug Graham, who needs to be the hell up out of there. But he ran against Lindsey Graham and lost. But now he's the head of the DNC. So sometimes your good plan for yourself may not be God's plan for you. So salute to my guy, Jamie Harrison. And I was seeing that Keisha Lance Bottoms has been nominated for a Democratic National Committee post. I don't even know what the hell that means. Okay, that don't sound better than being mayor of Atlanta, but I don't know if it is or not. But that's probably why she don't care if y'all in the club spreading that Rona all through the ATL, because she leaving. If y'all die, you die. Okay? What else I saw in Front Page News? Oh, Ayanna Pressley. Ayanna Pressley said the panic buttons were torn out before the Capitol riots, confirming my suspicions that it was an inside job. Of course it was. Trust me. All right, I've talked my way out of enough home invasions to know when something is a setup, okay? I don't even know who to trust in government anymore, but I know who I do trust, and that's no damn body, okay? Period. And for some reason, I started to say, and that's on Crip, but I'm not a Crip, so I don't even know why the hell I would even say something like that. All right, salute to all the gangs out there. All right, now,
what?
I don't know. I don't know why I said that. I just felt like saying that. You know what it was? I was riding. I'm going to tell you something. I was riding in this morning, and I was listening to Pooh Shiesty, Guard Up. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just in that mood. Dropping the clues about Pooh Shiesty. It's a great song if you've never heard Guard Up, by the way. It just really gets you in all your inner ratchet feelings. Now, we got Get It Off Your Chest coming. 1-800-585-1051. If you want to get something off your chest, if you want to tell us why you're blessed, reach out and touch us. If you want to tell us why you're mad, reach out and touch us. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, we packed. Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy, but they not here. It's just me, so get it off your goddamn chest. Who this?
Oh, Charlamagne. It's Blind Beauty.
Hey, Blind Beauty. How are you?
How are you?
Man, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You're just the person I wanted to talk to, Charlamagne.
Let's talk. What's happening?
So, I haven't talked to you guys. I haven't been able to get through, and I just missed y'all. It's the new year. Starting new, trying to get healthy and everything. Like everybody else at the beginning.
Okay, but, I see you. Yeah. I see you, Blind Beauty.
Yeah, so you specifically, every year you mean to the singles on Valentine's Day. It's less than a month away. And
prepare yourself
now. Please don't play no lonely music.
Prepare yourself now.
Oh, no, my man is right here.
Oh, your man? Oh, okay. So you got you a man?
See? Yeah, so I'm not single, but right here.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Melanin.
Yeah.
You can do better, Blind Beauty. You can do blind. As soon as somebody gets on the phone and says, it's your boy, you can do better. You can do better.
Hi, Dramos.
Hey, what's up, Blind Beauty?
Anything else, Blind Beauty?
No, that was it. You know, definitely you're Blind Beauty. Follow me on Instagram. Love you guys.
I love you too, Blind Beauty. Thank you for calling.
All right, bye.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, get it off your chest. What's happening? Who this?
This is Ty, Charlamagne.
Ty, what's up, King?
Envy, Angela Yee.
They not here yet, so don't think they being rude.
I didn't think that they were.
Okay
cool. Hey, listen, this is the best opportunity in time that this country has had for statehood for Washington, D.C., and statehood for Puerto Rico. H.R. 5-1, that's statehood for D.C.
Explain.
H.R. 4901, that's statehood for Puerto Rico.
Why is it the best time? Explain.
They're not gonna get this opportunity of this many Democrats in place through the Congress, through the Senate, and for the President of the United States and the Vice President to all be on the same page again, likely in another 10 cycles. and D.C.'s proven itself to be a functional city.
No, it has not. D.C. is corrupt as hell, and that situation that happened on the Capitol last week proves it. With all of those, it was an inside job, so you don't know who's who.
D.C. didn't have the opportunity to call in the state militia because they aren't in control of the state militia. The mayor tried to push for it and had to get help from Maryland and Virginia because they don't have the power of statehood. Had they had the power of statehood, the state militia of D.C. would have been there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know it's Friday, right?
I'll take your word for it.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Hey,
here's the thing. Here's the thing I will tell you. I don't trust the Democrats to do anything because the Democrats have yet to show one political strategy that would absolutely work, and that's courage. They got to have the courage to push those buttons, but I think they shook, and they even more shook now because they're afraid that these mobs going to run down every time they try to do something. You legalize marijuana, a mob going to rush somewhere. You give out $2,000 stimulus checks, which they shouldn't be mad at, a mob going to rush somewhere. Who knows?
Well,
that's just
you,
my
bro.
Personal opinion.
We're here.
All right.
Damn.
See, and it's disrespectful. Because Envy just hung up on that brother.
Mm-hmm.
Envy walks in the room and just starts hanging up on people.
Yep.
That's disrespectful.
No, we have a
if
break.
You look, if, with Blind Beauty, what happened with Blind Beauty? We had a full conversation. Sure. She said bye, I said bye. Yep. Envy just hangs up on
the
person.
You know we have the 4 minutes, we have breaks. There's times that
that's
we have to
disrespectful.
Keep.
Let the record show.
It's disrespectful.
I keep talking. Let me put him back on then.
Well, it's too late now. You hung up on him.
Oh, you're right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hey. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Terrell, man, from LA. What's going on?
Terrell, what up? Get
peace, King.
Hey, what's going on? What's up? God and Angela Yee, how y'all doing this morning?
Man, blessed, black, and highly favored, brother. It's three something in the morning where you at. You in L.A.?
Yeah, my son said, Dad, you got to get up at 3 to catch him. You got to get up at 3. Even I got work in a minute. I said, let me call you all. Y'all answer, man. We're glad to hear from y'all, man. But my wife started our first podcast, man, called Talks with Terrell and Eva.
Called what?
And, it's pretty good. Talks with Terrell and Eva.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been married 30. I got married when I was 23. I'm 53 now. I got married when I was 30 years ago, and we're a black couple that's still doing it. And we're just spreading the good word, man. And, you know,
that's beautiful,
you know,
man.
Telling people, every argument and a breakup, and just how we can stay together, man. We can stay together instead of breaking up.
What's up with that sex life? What's up with that sex life? Penis still getting as hard as it used to?
Dude, man. Like,
why you asking? Are you
like
flirting
I'm
19. With him?
Ooh, okay.
Like 19, man. I'm still like a rabbit, man. Like, you know, wifey put me on.
Ask that man about his penis, man.
I'm on schedule.
What you using, that honey pack?
I use another man, straight, you know, hemp, baby. Just, you know, all natural.
Okay. You said hemp, though. Yeah. Listen, that VIP honey pack ain't no joke, though. All you brothers out there, order you some of that VIP honey pack.
Hey,
that VIP
wrong
honey
with
pack.
You, man.
Joke.
Thank you, brother.
You ain't never tried that honey pack?
Good luck with it. No, I never.
Envy will look at me and say, what's wrong with you? Then he'll go to Google and type in that VIP honey pack and order some.
I'm driving in this morning. I heard you shout out all the gangs. Then
I don't know why I said that. I'm going to be honest with you. Listen.
You asked the man how his penis is working.
I'm going to tell you why.
Yes, this is strange things.
No, I was riding into work, man, and I was listening to the title New South playlist. I was listening to, like, my man, Lil Boss, I Know It. I was listening to Flo Milli, Roaring 20s, but it's this one record called God Up by Pooh Shiesty. Boy, that record so hard.
Bro, first you said you was a Crip. Then you said
no, I did not say I was a Crip. What I said was that's on Crip.
How his penis is. I'm like,
no.
What?
You know how somebody be talking like that's on Crip. And then I had to think about it. Like, I ain't even no Crip. Why am I saying that?
I walk in here and the lights are a little dim. You and Dramos is looking at each other. I don't know if I should just take the day off.
Salute to all the gangs though. Salute to everybody out there.
Mello, I don't know what's going on up here.
Mello.
Yo.
Sue Woo!
What's up with this dude, man?
Mello, what's happening?
Yo, man, how you feeling on this day, man? You held it down for the morning while everybody wasn't there, man.
It's about time.
I appreciate that, Slime.
It's about time.
I appreciate that, Slime.
What's wrong with you, man?
I don't know who died and made you 6ix9ine, but you better stop.
Word. I don't know what the hell is going on up there.
Yo, man, I called here because, you know, today's Friday. It's a real freaky type of Friday because I have a question that needs to be answered.
What's up?
Yes, sir.
I want to know, why is it cool that if a girl get a vibrator or a dildo, everybody on it, like, oh, my God, that's so hot. But the second a dude want a pocket vagina, he wrong. Like, how come she could pleasure herself, but he can't, you know, get that Mouthmaster 5000 with the non-drip collection nut tray. Let him rock.
Now, listen, I agree with you, but I'm the type of person, like, I don't know why you having those type of conversations with people.
I thought
like,
you had a girl, like, where people just, why you need a pocket vagina?
I mean, yo, of course, this ain't for me. This is not for me at all. I'm just a messenger. Don't shoot the messenger.
I don't know, bro. You name that goddamn mouth watcher like Ralphie used to name that Red Rider BB gun, bro. You broke it
nah,
down.
Mello, what do you call your pocket vagina? What do you name? What's the name?
First off, I don't have a pocket vagina. Why are we putting this on me? Like I said, I'm just a messenger. I'm just saying, a guy, if he wants one, he should be able to have one. That's just what I'm saying.
I agree with you, but where is this a discussion at? On Clubhouse?
Where did you start this?
Nah, this is not. I'm not going to reveal my sources. Like I said, you can do the 6ix9ine.
Mello, stay out of the dildo room on Clubhouse, bro. The dildo room on Clubhouse ain't for you, King.
Thank you, Mello. Charlamagne, so if you had a pocket. What?
As
he brings me a pocket vagina.
That's wild, bro. Why you just got a pocket vagina laying around here?
That's not mine. Dan just gave it to me. But if you had a pocket vagina, what would you call it, Charlamagne?
I wouldn't have a pocket vagina. I prefer a good old-fashioned organic masturbation. I wouldn't do the GMO masturbation.
Okay. I think you would call it dramas, but I would let it slide.
I like good old-fashioned Pamela Anderson.
And who's walking around with a pocket vagina? This is mine. From where? I did not request this.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasure control in the palm of your hand. All
right. That's right. Me and Pamela Anderson, baby. Organic. That's what I do.
They got it's a Puerto Rican on the box, not a black person. I can get this to Dramos. Dramos.
I'm good. Right. Thank you.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051.
You find out that thing used, you're going to be mad you was touching it that whole time, Envy.
What? All right. When we come back, we got some rumors. We'll tell you which rap star buried his gold teeth in the backyard. All right. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk plus.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Now, Plies is saying goodbye to his signature gold teeth. Yesterday, he had a funeral in his backyard for him.
We all gathered here today to bury my gold teeth. Been a long time coming. But like they say, All great things must come to an end. Let us all bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me these gold teeth. Made a lot of money with them and ate some of the best this world has ever seen. But moving forward, it's a different me. And ladies, don't think y'all finna put your little juice on these pearlies, cause you ain't.
That's why you're not here. She went to the funeral for Plies' teeth. That's what happened. So Plies had permanence?
I don't know.
Oh, did he show what his real teeth look like? I like to see people's veneers, even though they be looking stupid because they big as hell. I like to see people with nice, well-done veneers. Did he show his teeth?
No, I didn't see his teeth. I just seen the gold teeth in like a little container he had that he was burying them in.
Let's see what them real teeth look like, Plies, or them veneers you got. Let's see. You won't show us that hairline. Let's see them veneers.
Now, shout to Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah just bought a Bel Air mansion worth $27.5 million.
Drop on the clues bomb for Trevor Noah.
11,000 square feet. Now, I don't know if this is for him to live in or it's for him to invest, because he purchased a mansion in 2019 for $20.5 million. But sold it last summer for $21.7 million, so he made $1.2 million on that deal.
Ooh, go ahead, Trevor Noah. I mean, listen, Trevor Noah's got a great career. You know, of course, he got The Daily Show on Comedy Central. His book, Born a Crime, sold hella copies, still selling hella copies, and they're turning that into a movie. Like, Trevor Noah does well for himself.
That's right.
He earned it.
6-bedroom, 11-bath, so congratulations to him. Now, rapper YFN Lucci, it looks like he's been ID'd allegedly as the fatal driver of a murder. Now, they're allegedly saying this call right here was the reason that he got caught. Lady was walking with her sister and seen somebody thrown outside a vehicle.
We need an ambulance. Somebody is laying out. Somebody, I don't know if he barely.
Let me connect you to the ambulance.
That's all we need to hear. That's all we need.
Playing that traumatizing ass call on a Friday, man.
That's all we need.
That poor woman probably need to be in therapy after witnessing what she witnessed, man.
Yeah, but so he's identified as the shooter. He turned himself in yesterday. Now, you know, him and Young Thug had beef for years, but Young Thug put on Instagram, I don't want to see no Igga in jail. Hashtag free all. So.
How do 911 operators stay so calm when they get those calls like that? When they get those calls like that, like, how does that trauma that young lady is expressing not rattle you a little bit? Like, do they go to a class or something for that 911 operators?
I'm sure they go to class, but, you know, most 911 operators, I don't want to seem like they're not emotional, but they're just trying to get the information. They're like, no, what block are you on?
Street? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you see? What type of car? Did you see a plate? Like, they're trying to get the information to try to solve the crime. So they're less emotional. Like, how you feel? No, they're less that. Yeah. It's more
It seems like they have
details.
Very, very high emotional intelligence.
Yes, absolutely. And lastly, this is something that I've seen that I think Charlamagne would be interested in. Now, Charlamagne loves documentaries. Now, Hulu.
It depends on what?
A new documentary called The Search for Sasquatch.
Come on now. You know I'm there. Big Stepper Sasquatch, baby. You already know. That's the original Big Stepper.
It's a 3-part series about Bigfoot.
Come on now.
It investigates rumors of bizarre 25-year-old triple homicide said to be the work of Sasquatch.
I watch them all. I'm watching some Bigfoot show that they got that comes on now. I used to love Finding Bigfoot, but now it's some other Bigfoot TV show that comes on now. I can't even remember the name of it, but it just be on the reruns, and I stay watching it all the time.
Do you really believe in Bigfoot and Sasquatch?
I believe that Sasquatch existed at some point. I think that they have some reserves in America where they keep a few, but yes, I think that they did exist at some time. It's just a freaking a primate in the woods. That's all. All it was, a primate in the woods.
All right.
Well, I definitely believe in Sasquatch.
All right.
Big Steppers. Okay, the original Big Steppers. The original Wendy Williams feet. Drop on the clues bomb for Sasquatch, damn it.
You are stupid. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, we'll give you some coronavirus vaccine updates. A lot of people want the vaccine now. At first, people are like, nah, I'm not doing it. I don't want it. Now, it's a rush to get the vaccine. So we'll give you some updates when you can get that vaccine. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. All right, football fans, NFL playoffs begin this weekend. Well, they started last week, a wild card, but playoffs begin. Saturday, the Rams versus the Packers, Ravens versus the Bills, and Sunday, the Browns versus the Chiefs, and the Bucks versus the Saints. Who you got in the Super Bowl, Charlamagne?
Man, the Dallas Cowboys is going to win the Super Bowl this year. Okay, that's always my answer.
Is that on slime?
That's on slime. All right. Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl. Okay.
I think the Kansas City Chiefs got it again. You know what, though?
I'm not going to front.
Tampa all day.
You know he's a Tampa. He's a fake Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan because he looks like the old logo. But, yeah, I think I can see the Kansas City Chiefs repeating. But I don't know, man. All jokes aside, it's something about the Buffalo Bills and it's something about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. I don't know. But so the long story short, I don't know who the hell going to win the Super Bowl.
All right. Well, let's get to some front page news. Now, the latest on the coronavirus pandemic. Biden proposes a $1.9 trillion vaccination and economic rescue legislative package. He thinks that people should have a lot more money than are given. I believe people are getting $600 if they're single, and if they have a family, they can get up to $2,400. Am I right? Yes, I know. Yeah. I'm right, because I know people
who
got it.
That's under the Trump plan?
That's under the Trump plan right now.
Okay. Uh-huh. I ain't hear nothing about no $2,400.
Yeah, no, it depends on how many kids you have. If you have a bunch of kids, I think they give it per kid, and they're able to get $1,200. Now, we have Biden talking about what he thinks people should be getting.
We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough. We just have to choose between paying rent and putting food on the table. Even for those who've kept their jobs, these checks are really important.
Now, I think that's old, because now what I read yesterday is that he's giving $1,400 per person.
Yeah, $1,400 stimulus checks for Americans and extending unemployment benefits, including a $400 weekly unemployment insurance supplement through September.
So that's BS. Where's the rest of the money, Joe? You said $2,000 a few weeks ago, okay? So y'all take that $600 y'all was giving out before and add that to what you're offering with that $1,400. That's $2,000. Where is the money, Joe? Y'all give these corporations whatever they want. Y'all don't shortchange them, so don't shortchange the American people. Ante up, slime. And y'all cut that clip off, because at the end of that clip, after he said people need to get $2,000, $6,000 isn't enough, Joe ended it by saying on crip. So where's the money, Joe? Where's the money, Joe? Joe! Where's the money?
And also, everybody out there that has a business that are using the PPP loans the proper
You're
way.
You're going to jail. You said the proper way. Never mind. Never mind. I got ahead of myself.
They opened up some more money for you guys. So if you do need more, definitely check the website so you can possibly get some more money to pay your employees, so that way your employees won't be fired.
That's right.
All right.
Now, for the rest of y'all, you're going to jail. For all of y'all not using PPP the proper way, you're going to jail.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, also, the U.S. coronavirus death toll is projected to surpass 400,000 by Inauguration Day. So that is a lot of people as they're still trying to get vaccines in. It's weird that some states are getting vaccines a lot faster than other states. Some states, they just started today, where, like in New York, they've been vaccinating people, 2 weeks ago? In Jersey, it's been about 2 weeks ago as well. So just make sure you go on the line. I'm not sure each... I think it's... Is it the same for each state? It's not the same for each state. It's different for each state.
Yeah, each state set the rules.
Yeah, but you definitely log on, and if you're over the age of 65, you have preconditioned health problems, they will definitely put you online first. I've been seeing a lot of people getting their vaccinations, their first shots, and then you got to come back, I believe, 21 days to get the second shot.
Now, Corona is a gangbanger, okay? COVID don't care what set you banging. Slime, Crip, he's spraying everybody, okay?
But they are saying...
And that's on the set.
More and more people want to take the vaccination. They said at first it was only like 25% of the people that they asked. Now it's more like 80% of the people that they asked that are willing to take the vaccination.
Well, the fear-mongering is working. You know what I'm saying? That's all. The fear-mongering is working. But once again, you know, I hate being on these phone calls and these Zoom calls where they get a bunch of black people together and they try to convince, you know, black people in media to tell other black folks to take the vaccine, because I will keep saying over and over, I have never seen this government in a rush to remedy any other virus in the black community, whether it's the virus of poverty, whether it's the virus of effed up schools, whether it's the, you know, lack of health care, whether it's police brutality. They never in a rush to remedy anything else in the hood, but they all of a sudden want to get this vaccine to the black community. Not saying I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm just saying I'm watching them with a side eye. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm not getting paid to say take the vaccine, but I'm taking it as soon as I can. I signed up for it. I've been trying to get the plug to get it. I want the vaccination.
Slime.
On brat. Whatever that means.
On Crip, you getting the vaccine?
On brat.
On COVID, say it.
On COVID.
On COVID, you getting the vaccine.
Damn right. Brat. All right. Well, that is your front page news. Why is this getting caught?
I don't know,
morning?
Man. I'm telling you, I listened to that New South playlist on Tidal, and, I'm just, yeah. I should
What's wrong
say,
with
I,
you?
I listening to too much Key Glock and Pooh Shiesty and Lil Boss. I'm sorry. Let me sit my old ass down.
You got Kirk Franklin in there. Can we play a little bit of Kirk Franklin, man?
Now, Kirk Franklin, he'll say on God. Now, when somebody say on God, might be worse than saying on Sly. I'm telling you, you say on God, it's on.
All right. When we come back, Natori Norton will be joining us. We're going to kick it with Natori when we come back. You know Tasha.
On Ghost. On Raina. On Raina. Don't you disrespect Natasha.
My goodness. All
Natori.
Right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line. We have Natori Norton. Welcome.
What up? Good morning.
Good morning. Do people even call you Natori anymore? I'm sure. I'm serious. I'm sure you get called Tasha more than anything.
I almost called you Tasha. I ain't gonna front.
You know what? It's kind of funny. I'll be in the grocery store. I'm out in Brooklyn, and they're like, "What up, Tosh?" And I feel like obligated to turn around and be like, oh, yes, they are. Because I'm like, any girl in the hood could be a Tasha, but I know they're talking to me. But most people know me from Notorious and other things, so they know I'm Natori Norton. So.
Right. Well, you know what's funny? When you announced that you were engaged, everybody kept saying, Ghost gonna be mad. Ghost not gonna like this.
Well, congratulations on engagement. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very, very proud. I told everybody I'm only talking with my left hand. Like all the time, hey. I'm just like, "Oh, how you doing?"
now, didn't?
No, it's amazing. I'm very, very happy. Thank you.
Didn't Ghost introduce you to your new bae? Or did I? Am I getting my information wrong?
He did. You got that right. His name is Omari Harden. See, you call him Ghost.
I can't call Ghost.
Like, you know, don't start, Charlamagne.
I'm just saying, y'all broke up. Well, he's dead now, so y'all kind of moved on. You know.
In real life, we were just like friends. But it's funny, Omari and I, we had a session at the studio. He was like, oh, you got to meet my people, my team, and introduce me. And literally 2 years ago, that happened. And we've been best friends, now fiancés, ever since.
Well, how did he ask? How did he pop the question?
Oh, it was amazing. Okay, I told Angela this. But so basically, my daughter and I, he was like, oh, I want to do a photo shoot for the both of, you know, for the family. And we're doing the shoot. I'm thinking it's a holiday shoot 2 days before Christmas. I'm like, oh, you know, in my dress, stylist. He has a makeup artist, stylist. Everybody's there, my entire team. Out of nowhere, in comes Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, and my daughter's obsessed. Zuri's obsessed with Disney. So I was like, oh, this is so cute. After that, the music changes. My parents are behind Mickey and Minnie, my best friend. It was surreal. And then when I turned around, he was on one knee and asked me to do life with him. And he also gave my daughter a ring. He gave Zuri a little ruby, her birthstone.
Nice.
He was like, my commitment to you is also a commitment to her.
No, Zuri looked like over the moon excited. I saw the picture. She was so hyped. Happy.
I was. I feel like I've been waiting all my life for this. it's hard to find people in the industry, especially because Tasha is such a sexy, you know, strong character for the last 7 years. I think a lot of men may feel like, oh, can I really be like, can that be wifey? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not Tasha. I'm Naturi.
Let's talk about the daughter thing, giving the daughter a ring. That's kind of gangster.
That's dope.
That takes things to another level. Is that something men should be doing?
You know, I was a single mom, and a lot of people know I had, you know, a previous relationship, had my daughter. I went through a lot, and then realizing that he made a choice, a conscious choice to love me, but not just to love me, he loves Zuri. So I think he's definitely elevated the game of, you know, proposals, because everybody was like, oh my gosh, I never thought of that. Like, it's not just you. And the fact that he gave her this little beautiful ring, fit her little finger, was touching. So I think, you know, that's next level.
Wow.
Let me ask you this. You guys were best friends, right? When did it move from being friends into being a relationship? How did you realize that?
That's such a good question, because we went out like groups and friends, everybody just like in the he's in the music game. We were all just like hanging out. I think when he officially asked me, we went shuffleboarding. Have y'all ever been shuffleboarding? I'm about to, you know, take
know
y'all dating
is.
Game.
Yeah, I've been to
It's like air hockey, but on the ground there's a long stick and you push the.
That's not in New York.
The puck.
That had to be somewhere.
Yeah, it's in Brooklyn.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, really?
I never heard of that. He found a spot in Gowanus.
It's called
like Palm something. Anyway, I never heard of it in my life. I'm super East Orange, Jersey. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what you taking me to? Some white people games? You know, no offense, but it was a joke.
It is white people games, but go ahead.
But you know, I was like, what the heck? And my fiance is black. So I was like, but anyway, he had an itinerary for our day. He was like, I'm picking you up. This is what we're doing, shuffleboard. So at that point I was like, oh, we're like dating now. Because when a man has a plan, it kind of like changes everything. It's not just, oh, we kicking it. You know how dudes like, oh, you know, we just kicking it. We hanging out. What's hanging out? No.
Right. And it wasn't a group activity. It was just the two of you. So that's when you really know.
Exactly. He was like, oh, you want to have one-on-one time. So it was cool.
Now, why are you protecting your fiance's identity? Are you afraid that some of the people who want to kill you or Tariq would want to kill him as well? Or what is it?
First off, nobody want to kill me. If you saw the finale of Power, everybody's a little sad that they done sent me away.
Mm-hmm. You got shot at.
I did get shot at.
Tommy tried to kill you.
And I deserved it. Tommy did try to kill me. I deserve it. I recognize that. You know, I did kill Lakeisha, and I kind of planned to kill Ghost with my son. I just think people, until the wedding, like, y'all will see him at the wedding. I just don't think people need to be like all in his Instagram and all, you know, because I've done it before with, you know, when I was in a relationship with my daughter's dad, I feel like I made the mistake of putting too much out there too soon. And I learned. So I'm just doing it for a lesson learned, because so many people are not happy for you. Like, truly, so many people don't want what's best for you. So I was like, we'll just take our time with this information.
If anybody knows, it's not like a big secret. Like, you'll see them out together. They're together all the time.
Yeah, if you know me, you know me. If you know, it's not like a secret love. Like, I'm not, you know, about to marry somebody who's got another wife. Like, it's not one of those. It's not a secret situation, but it is of protecting the people. And I feel like I learned from Beyonce and Jay. They literally got married and no one even knew unless you were close with them.
Right.
That's how we gonna do. And then the pictures will come out a month later.
All right, we got more with Notori. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're kicking in with Notori Norton. Yee.
Now, were you thrilled about the reception of Power Book 2? Because everybody was loving watching it this season, and you had such a huge role on that. But you also never know what could happen to you, right? Were you ever scared you might get killed off?
All the time. Like, actually, I thought I might die in season 6. And when they killed Ghost, I was like, oh, it's real out here. Y'all just out here, like, killing folks. And I had to kill Lakeisha. That was the hardest thing. I mean, shout out to Lala. Shout out to Amari Hardway, who is amazing, my big brother. Shout out to my TV son, Michael Rainey Jr. I'm just so proud of him and all the players, because Ghost has become the next generation for, you know, younger people to feel connected to, the college experience. So I'm happy that people are loving it. I'm just sad that I spent most of the season incarcerated. But hey, what can you do?
Yeah, some
people, I was in an orange jumpsuit the whole time.
But that, I mean, I like that element of the show. And some people are the glue of a show. I can't see Power without Tasha. Like, Tasha is the through line to a lot of different stories.
Thank you. It's a blessing. Honestly, I got this show when I was 29 years old. And I honestly remember just feeling like, you never know. Most shows get canceled in a year, maybe two. And I got to move to Brooklyn. I moved from L.A. I got to buy my first home because of Power. I had a baby, became a mother, and went back to work 8 weeks after a C-section on Power. So I just feel like...
Became a fiancé because of Power, technically.
Became a fiancé. Yes! My TV husband got me a husband. You know, what are the odds? So I just think, you know, when people watch Power, I hope that they feel inspired as a woman, as a Black woman, that you can be a brown girl and be the lead. You can be sexy and beautiful and still be raw and still be hard. You can be a wife, a mother. I just think, you know, coming from 3LW and all that I've been through in my career, woo, I made it. Like, you don't really get the beggars can't be choosy.
Got you.
You know, I wonder about your mental health though, Notori, because the character of Tasha is so intense. Some would say evil at times. How do you not take that character home with you? How do you get that out?
I mean, that's interesting because I'm such an actress. Like, I mean, as far as knowing how to compartmentalize. So that's a great question, Charlamagne. I just feel like for me, I've been doing this like since I was a teenager, entertaining per se. I shut it off. It's like a little light switch. Just like when you guys know, all right, we on the radio. Like once you hit the airwaves, you kind of know your voice, your energy has to shift. I know that when I go to work and I play this evil character, I sometimes have to, you know, really disconnect. So when I go home, I'm relieved. It's like taking off your clothes and being in a bra for 20 hours. Like I'm wearing tight corsets and sexy clothes. And then I get to come home and be in my sweats and just be me. And I come home in Missouri and she's just like, mommy. So being a mother honestly helps you shift because I know I have to go into mommy mode.
No.
Listen, in real life, right, would you go to jail for your child? If your child did something and you'll take the...
Of course. I would take a bullet for my child. I will go to jail. I'm also in real life a little G. I'm a little gangster. You know, I've had some people that I wanted to, you know, pull up on. You know, Angela, I had a couple people, a producer. I can't even remember his name. But, you know, we'll just say that, you know, I know how to, you know, disconnect and... be cool, but in real life, I would definitely take an L.
Notori, you had to pull a gun out on somebody, Notori?
Not a gun. I'm just saying, you know, I had been in situations where I wanted to pull up. And, you know, recently there was an interview that I just felt like, oh, okay, I might have to call somebody to pull up on what's his name. But, you know, it's just, I guess it's a thing for people to say that they've been with me is apparently like
perspective. This was him making on Drink Champs, and remember he said that
Young Berg, yeah, I remember.
Oh, is that.
That
his name? I forgot.
And I did speak to Notori about it. She was like, "It's not even true." So I don't know why he would say that. It was the craziest thing.
So y'all never had nothing. Y'all never went on a date or nothing. He just came out of the blue with that.
So Envy, I was 15, 16 when I was in 3LW. I don't know what kind of date. I mean, group activities. I remember we all lived in LA and Archdome. Maybe, you know, we all hung out in groups, but I wasn't even doing dates, but let alone active. I mean, whew, that took a lot for me not to come on here and be like, really? That's why a week later, wasn't there like an apology or something?
Yeah.
He apologized. He was on lip service. He apologized for saying that.
But hey, maybe it's a compliment. I was like, everybody was like, yeah, they want to, you know, people want to get with Tasha. And I was like, okay, I get it. You know, poor baby.
So let's put it in the power world. If this was the power world, who would have killed Young Berg? Tariq, Tommy, Ghost?
Tariq for sure.
Tariq, for sure, disrespecting his mother. You know, he don't play that. Ghost would have got him just off the strength of trying to be like, oh, you've been with my wife. You know, he killed, what's his name? I can't remember. Brandon Victor Dixon, my lawyer. He killed him. Not because of jealousy, because of power. Sometimes it's just about power and disrespect.
No, it's
disrespect. You don't respect?
No, yeah, it's disrespectful that you cheated with Silver and don't even remember his name.
It was three seasons ago, Charlamagne. I can't remember everybody out of like, let me stop. Now that doesn't sound good. I'm like, wait a minute. Can't remember everybody I had a relationship with. You know, that's in the show. In real life, I'm very, very particular about who I give the goodies to.
Did Berg ever reach out to you and be like, I apologize, I was wild and I was drunk?
Nah, he should have.
He deserves it. You deserve that.
I mean, I didn't even, yeah, it's cool. I don't even have his number and he don't have mine.
Now, how was it working with Mary J. Blige and Method Man? I saw you had your scene with Mary J. Blige in the finale. Was it the finale?
Yeah, it was. Right. That was and our you've been first with Method scene. Man.
So how was that on set?
I love working with Method Man. I didn't get to work with Mary as much as I wanted to, but we had that one scene in the season finale, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm standing next to the queen. Like, I was inspired. Method Man is like a big brother now to me. We actually, he actually jumped on one of my songs. We did a song together. And I'm so excited because Method is so dope. He's just so talented. And as an actor, he is so focused. I just want to say working with him has been amazing. Working with Mary has been great too, but we just only had that one scene. I'm not going to lie, I was a little nervous at first. I came in and I was like, oh, you know, being love. I thought she was about to hit me with it. But then I was like, oh, wow. You know, she's on a show that I created a platform for. I helped be the foundation. And now, you know, someone like Mary J. wants to be in power. And I remember meeting her. And she was like, oh, Tasha's my chick. Like, I love Tasha. You represent for the streets. And I just appreciate her love and support, and Method Man too. That's my heart.
All right, we got more with Notori. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're kicking in with Notori Norton. Yee.
Let's get back to this album though, because you mentioned Method Man hopped on a song. So what's going on with music? Because I know you've been working on this for a while now.
Yes. So I was in, you know, been in New York, was in Atlanta actually right when COVID hit, like working with Troy Taylor. I was working with a producer here, Lamont Coleman. I'm just excited. You know, I got a song with Ro James, a song with Ro Timmy, a song with Method, and shout out to Ro Timmy. He also just got engaged, and we've known each other for years in Jersey. So, you know, we go way back. So for me, music is my first love. But it's also like been a little bit of a sore spot for me getting back into the music business. And Envy, you know me since I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And coming into the music game, it was different back then. So right now I'm pouring in the heartbreak of, you know, being on my own as a mother, but also the joy and the love that I've found in my life. So my music is my therapy right now.
I can't wait.
So I'm excited.
I can't wait to get that 3LW reunion on your album. That's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
Is that going to happen?
He tried to bait you into saying
something. What did I say? Team Tasha. That's all it's about right now and beyond. Because I could never, like in so much stuff, I'm sure people see on Instagram, so much things have happened that have really solidified that there will never be that. But I do respect Adrian. You know, she had apologized on her show, The Real, like a few years ago, and we pieced it up, and I have no issues with her. I think the other girl, I just wish her the best.
There needs to be healing between y'all two. Why does it seem
there
like...
is
that she's so bitter about your success and happiness?
That's such a good question, Charlamagne. You should ask her. I wonder the same thing sometimes. I think you just have to release that energy, because truly, when people don't know how to deal with, you know, a light and your light, you almost have to just wish them well.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if Keeley Williams does a diss record towards you produced by Hitmaker?
Shut up, man.
That is hilarious. Wait, that's actually funny.
I'm just telling you, be prepared. Funny. Be prepared for any...
I actually want to hear that. Yeah, no, that's actually a good idea. Maybe that will revive something in her career. I don't know.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
She got the serious face, too. You see,
healing,
maybe
Tori. Healing. You want healing.
I'm all about the healing. I just think, you know, that goodness could be gracious. A comeback story. Good luck.
And for Notorious, for you, just moving on and being successful, I think, is healing enough.
Amen. But I want people to know it's real out here. Some people will talk about you. Some people will hate on you. Some people will lie on you and your thing. But you have to be able to address that and keep moving. If I was a weak person, I wouldn't be able to rebound and bounce back. So I think of it as not shade, but a testimony. Because people need to know you can recover and keep going.
Gotcha. While you've been filming for stars all this time, have you had to turn down other opportunities?
Yeah, a lot, actually, because I'm such an integral part of the show, particularly in Power. There were certain, you know, I was offered to sing the national anthem, actually, for the Golden State Warriors for their opening game, like, what was that? Before COVID and nobody could really do anything. This was like two years ago. I was so excited and I was going to do it, but then Power changed the date and we had a table read and I couldn't go. I couldn't fly to California. Sometimes when you get the dream, you also have to recognize that with the dream comes sacrifice. So I couldn't just go off and shoot everything. You know, some things I was able to do, but honestly, this has been my focus in my life for the past 7 years, and I'm okay with that because it's changed my life dramatically and my bank account. I'm okay.
Hey, is that I'm going to be independent? You know,
I think so, but I'm really just focusing on getting the right music and the right, you know, team, and just pouring. I'm writing a lot of the songs as well, co-writing, and just figuring out what I want the tone to be.
Let me ask you, TV Mama Tasha, who do you think is the best girl for Tariq? Lauren, Diana, or Effie?
Effie.
Really?
Yeah. I love Effie. And maybe I'm just connected to the journey. She's bad, but she's good because she's the only one who truly is seeking to understand the depth of him, even the painful parts. Everybody wants the piece of Tariq that they think is what is going to be good for them. But Effie feels closer to what I would say Tasha was for Ghost. Because they both know what it means to be in this world and to be criminal and to have killed and to have lied and to have sold drugs. They both understand it. Diana, even though she's in the drug family, she don't do nothing. Like, she's not actually out here, like, getting it. And I think Effie is the one that's going to be his partner in crime. And I think she's going to be the one in the end that really protects him and has his back.
That sounds like trauma bonding to me, Notori.
You know what? You know, it's interesting because Tasha and Tariq do have a lot of trauma bonding.
Yeah.
Like, Tasha helped her son kill. I mean, what kind? When I read that script, I was like, really? But it's so good. Like, the writing is so good that I can't even say that it doesn't make sense. It's so justifiable because of the pain of that family. So I think Effie is the best one for him. Now, did I say she's the most functional? Like, you know, is she just, I don't know about that, but she will be a ride or die friend.
Because you need somebody that's going to lead you away from a life of crime. That's why I hated the Tasha character for a second. Because I'm like, why she won't let Ghost get out of this life of crime?
Get out of the game. I know. Yeah, but, you know, what'd you say, Angela?
Also cheating on her and had a whole other relationship that he was planning to leave her.
Yeah, but what that got to do with her keeping him in a life of crime?
I think it's hard for you to want to do those things if you're not doing it together. It was kind of like he was leaving, but leaving her behind.
Exactly. So the difference was Tasha was afraid that Ghost was going to abandon their connection, abandon their relationship. She, she wanted him to stay in, not because she necessarily wanted him to get in trouble and die and be in the crime, but it's because that was the fabric of their relationship, their love. But I just think something about that dynamic is what made the show so special.
Mm-hmm. All right, Natasha Naughton.
You know what? Don't confuse people. No, say my name right. I'm going to come through this Zoom right now.
I'm sorry,
Natasha. Take off your bucket hat and see if you got a cut.
He definitely ain't got no cut under there, I'm sure.
He ain't got no cut. That's why he got this bucket hat on.
You're absolutely right.
Too, boo.
You want to talk about trauma? Let me take this hat off and let y'all see this hairline.
I know, now that's trauma.
On the toy.
That's trauma. That's
hold
trauma.
On, hold on. I'm going to take it off and cry like you did
Reveal.
When you took the wig off. Hold on.
Yes, when I took... You know, but see, I can laugh at myself at the end of the day when all that stuff about my hair, I mean, people, I really don't care because this is the happiest I've ever been in my life.
I can tell you are glowing.
Thank you.
You are glowing.
You know, I ain't pregnant though. It's not that kind of glow. So don't let people go out there and be like, she glowing. She got a baby on the way. You know how they do. But I think it's so interesting just to be happy, man. Does something just roll off? I feel like Aaliyah right now. It's all good. Just dust yourself off. And I'm going to just keep going and keep living and keep being happy.
You're a great person in real life. So, well, just congratulations on everything.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Natori. All right. Well,
thank
we appreciate
y'all.
You for
and
checking
thanks for the
in.
Love.
Thank you so
of course.
Much. It's Natori Norton. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Okay. Keep it I'm not going to offer y'all nothing again, and that's on Crip and Slime, okay?
You guys.
I'm not offering y'all nothing. I offered the Bodies Brothers breakfast, and they told me no.
I wouldn't want no breakfast from a gang member either.
I'm not a gang member, sir.
So why you keep saying on Blood, on Crip, on Slime, and all that other stuff?
I'm just playing one on the radio this morning. I've been listening to too much young music. That's what happened.
My goodness. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tom Cruise.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, Tom Cruise got too much goddamn money. I'm going to tell you why. Now, he was on the set of Mission Impossible, and he, as they were filming, he noticed that some of the crew members allegedly didn't have masks on, and he wilded out. Y'all remember that audio?
I do remember that.
Play.
I'm on the phone with every studio at night, insurance companies, producers, and they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone.
Wow. Well, what he did was he purchased two state-of-the-art robots to ensure the safety of the cast.
What the hell, he just sell robots?
I don't know where he gets these robots from, but he has robots that pretty much walk around the set and make sure people are wearing their masks. They have cameras tied to them and making sure everybody is following the safety protocols.
I like this.
You like that?
Uh-huh.
How the hell do you just buy two robots? I don't know.
I don't trust Tom Cruise. I don't trust any old white man with a face that smooth. He's 76 years old, and his skin is still smooth as a baby's bottom, and he's not black. I don't trust him. I bet you if I search YouTube, I can find a video where they say he eats pizza with baby toppings or something like that.
I don't know about that. Now, Jim Jones, he recalls preventing Trey Songz from getting dropped. He says they were about to drop Trey Songz, and
who was about to drop Trey Songz?
Warner Music Group. And Jim Jones allegedly saved him from being dropped.
I definitely helped Trey Songz with his success in his very beginning stage. I kind of saved his career. He was actually on the chopping block at the label. I guess it was Atlantic at that time when I was working at Warner Music Group, and saw Trey at one of the Warner Music Group music conventions when we was like in Bahamas or something. And remember Kevin Lyle was like, we're about to cut this young man because we don't know what to do with him. And I was like, that fire. Don't need to cut him. You need to invest in him. Put some steam behind him. Man. Now look, Kevin Lyle ended up managing him. So you know.
Let me tell y'all something. Drop on a clues bomb for Jim Jones. Jim Jones don't get enough credit for his ear. Okay, and I've said, like, you know, behind the scenes and like group chat conversations. My man Hovain can vouch for this. I've said when it comes to New York City for maybe the past 3 years, nobody has been making better music than Jim Jones out of New York City.
Jim makes a lot of dope music, and he has a great ear. When
yes.
It, when it came to
Max B, Stack Bundles,
absolutely, Dipset,
man,
and a host of others.
We
so,
don't
Trey. So
people need to be leaning on Jim more for his ear and his eye. You know, Jim direct videos and stuff too. Like people mm-hmm. need to be leaning on Jim more for like his sound, for his ear, for his eye. Like he got a really really good eye for talent. He wasn't an A&R for Warner back in the day.
Yep, he was an A&R. Yep.
Why he not in a building now? He should be president of a label. Or something.
There's not too many builders open right now, but I agree
true.
With you. But he's doing the
president of a Zoom. Something.
Yep, but he's doing quarantine studios where he's giving artists a chance to get heard, and he's dealing with a lot of producers and a lot of artists, and he's actually doing it on the Zap Life app that we had a while ago. So shout to Jim
Salute
Jones.
Salute to Capo. You get all the flowers, King. We don't give Jim Jones enough flowers, man.
Oh, I spoke. You know what? Too. He sent me a record. I mean, I can't even play. He told me I shouldn't even have it. But anyway, he got some dope music coming out in a little bit, so shout out to Jim Jones. Mm. Now, Cardi B is set to make her leading role debut in a new movie. It's called Assisted Living. You excited about that?
I am.
Let me tell you about it. She's playing the role of Amber, a small-time criminal who is on the run from police. She's out of places to hide, so she ends up disguising herself as an elderly woman in her grandmother's nursing home.
That's exactly where she needs to be. I never saw Barty doing music long. You know what I mean? Like, she's not an artist I expect to hear an album from every year. She needs to be on TV. She needs to be in movies. Yes, and that's exactly what she needs to be doing.
And y'all might laugh at me, but I see Cardi B playing an old grandmother, like,
you're
in character.
You already laughing.
Funny. I think that's going to be hilarious.
You're already laughing.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I think I need to give donkey of the day to myself this morning, man. You know what I'm saying? I really do. I feel stupid because all morning I've been in here, you know, Su-wooing and bratting and saying on Crip and all kind of other stuff. And it's only because of the music that I was listening to this morning. And I just feel like I'm too old to still be influenced by music. And I really think my old ass needs a hee-haw.
Yeah, I agree, and I think you should go. I think we should take you to Breakfast Club Court. The way that you're sounding, the way that you're talking, I think in a second you're going to start crip walking.
No.
You're going to start strolling.
No.
You're going to start saying,
No.
All that.
It's just nuts because I meditated before I left the house, so I don't even know how this ratchet-ass spirit got into me this morning, but I just feel like I need to come to the front of the congregation this morning. I really do because I'm too old to still be influenced by music in this way. But I need to talk about it. I need to get it out.
Okay.
I got therapy at 3 p.m., but, you know, y'all are my therapist right now. I just need to get this out. Because I can't be alone on this.
Okay. Well, let's
I can't be alone on
Let's
this.
Get it out on Crip.
On Crip. On slime. You know what I'm saying?
What are you doing, man?
What you mean? What? You know, I stay ready.
You put a fake. Now he got a ski mask.
Ooh.
He got a ski mask. This guy is crazy, man.
Let's go. Let's go.
Oh,
let's
goodness.
Go.
All right. Donkey of the Day up next. I'm sorry, guys. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day. Yeah, you. dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. If you get that dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlemagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yeah. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yeah,
Donkey of the Day today.
What?
Donkey of the Day for Friday, January 15th goes to me. Okay, Leonard McKelvey, a.k.a. Charlemagne the God. I'm going to tell you why. Now, I'm a good God-fearing man with a criminal mind state, okay? Grew up on a dirt road in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. Mom was a Jehovah's Witness English teacher. My father was an entrepreneur, did everything from owning a fish market to construction to selling narcotics. It is what it is. It was what it was. My mother kept a book in my face. I read everything from My Book of Bible Stories to Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Side note. Judy Blume sent me and my oldest daughter an autographed copy of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Drop on the clues bombs for Judy Blume.
Bro, you can't shout that out with a mask.
Yo,
mask
relax.
On your
yo,
face.
Relax, son. All right. Okay, she signed it to Charlemagne, and in parentheses, Leonard, love you from your fan, Judy Blume. Thank you, Judy. Also, side note to a side note, I ordered some penis enlargement pills, and I've been taking them. And I've been chanting, I must increase my thrust. I explained it on this week's Brilliant Idiots podcast. Go listen. Now, what's my point here? My point here is that I come from the dirt, all right? South Carolina, 843 all day. That is always in me. Therefore, I will always love the ratchetness of life. Even at 42 years old, married with three kids and a receding hairline, I love ratchetness. I still do hood rat things with my friends. We just do it at our houses or on vacation when the kids go to sleep. But the reason I'm giving myself donkey of the day is because this morning, when I was here by myself, I was talking about the domestic terrorists that, hit the Capitol, Vanilla ISIS, and I was still on a high after listening to all these good country rap tunes this morning on Tidal, and I feel stupid. Just listen to how I've been sounding this morning. I've talked my way out of enough home invasions to know when something is a setup, okay? I don't even know who to trust in government anymore, but I know who I do trust. And that's no damn body, okay? Period. And for some reason, I started to say, and that's on Crip, but I'm not a Crip, so I don't even know why the hell I would even say something like that. All right, salute to all the gangs out there.
I'm driving in this morning. I heard you shout out all the gangs. Then
I don't know why I said that. I'm going to be honest with you. Listen, you know how somebody be talking like, that's on Crip? And then nope. I had to think about it. Like, I ain't even no Crip. Why am I saying that?
I walk in here.
Salute to all the gangs, though.
Mello, I don't know what's going on up here.
Mello.
Yo.
Sue, woo!
What's up with this dude, man?
We held it down for the morning while everybody wasn't there, man.
It's about time.
I appreciate that, Slime.
It's about time.
I don't know who died and made you 6'9", but you better stop.
I don't know who died and made me 6'9", either, Mello. There's quite a few problems with all those statements. Number one, I don't gangbang. Never have in my life. I'm not a Crip, not a Blood either. I'm nothing. I'm a man who has therapy today at 3 p.m. I'm a man who is scared to order a protein shake from around the corner here in Tribeca because I feel like they keep giving me whole milk and not almond milk, and I don't have time to spend hours on the toilet today. And I get dairy bumps. My point with saying all of this and the reason I'm giving myself Donkey of the Day is because I just feel stupid. And Donkey of the Day is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid. If you read my first book, The New York Times Best Selling Black Privilege. And you know, one of my laws in my book was always give people the credit they deserve for being stupid, including yourself. And that's what I'm doing right now. The reason I feel stupid is because I was riding into work this morning listening to the New South playlist on Tidal. Bro, there is some records on there that make my inner child smile. I mean, there are records on there that make the hood nigga in me happy. Okay, I'm from South Carolina, the 843-803-864. When you come from a certain environment, there is a certain energy that is always in you. And when you listen to certain music is so powerful. And it will just have you feeling like you something you're not. Okay, that's what Pooh Shiesty Guard Up did for me, okay? Play Pooh Shiesty Guard Up. Let me hear a little bit of that, man. Come on.
I just crossed the nut, go over, tell me guard up. Double tap the button up on the key, the car gon' start up. I lost some members at the early age, let me start.
Man, somebody dig up Plyde gold teeth. Dig up Plyde gold teeth so I can put them in my mouth, okay? That's what Off the Porch by Key Glock did for me this morning. I was listening to Roaring 20s by Flo Milli, and then my dog, Lil Boss from North Charleston, South Carolina. He's on the New South Tidal playlist, and he's got a song called I Know It. He's from the same state as me. He's from the Chuck. How can I not be influenced, okay? How can I not be? You know what I feel like right now? I'm at the point where I'm like AWACS on Minister Society. Salute to the good brother, MC8. Make sure y'all check out that Gangsta Chronicles podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Network. I'm like AWACS. I done did so much dirt that I just like to see other people do it. I like to hear it. I like to feel it. I like to see it. But I'm not doing it. Envy, you don't ever hear certain records and it takes you back to your old Wild Out days?
Yes.
So I'm not alone here then?
Yeah, you are a little bit alone.
What do you mean? Why? Why? Why am I alone?
Because you have a ski mask on and you've been saying on slime.
Yo, you judging me, slime.
See?
On God.
Then why are you pointing a gun at me, a fake gun?
You're right. Let me put that away.
See, what's okay? wrong with
them? I'm just saying, it really makes you think about the influence this music is having on the youth, because it influenced my big grown ass this morning. But not because they might rap about violence or doing criminal activities or gang stuff, but because it's fun. It's just fun. I mean, listen to these country rap tunes. Play some of that Key Glock off the porch. Just listen. Just like.
Hey, I jumped off the porch, then I jumped in the booth. I used to ride 10 speeds, now I got a new coupe.
Hey.
Young, hugging, humble, but I play it all cool. But don't forget this shit game, I push on the news.
Hey, come on, man. play some of that Flo Milli roaring 20s. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I'm all about the sacred masculine and the divine feminine. Okay, this right here is for the divine hood rat in all of us. Play some of this Roaring Trinities by Flo Milli, okay? If I was, they never should have been stubborn, gave me money, came straight out of Bama, not hate no one. I swear you be making me sick like come on, man. That's for all the Negroes that want to do the busted challenge, but our knees not what they used to be, okay? Okay? Hey, play a snippet of my dog, Lil Boss, okay? I know it. South Carolina all day. Come on now. Like when I saw something fresh, when I walk up and I said I know it. Come on now. She said she like how I'm stunting, I'm getting that money, and I said I know it. Girl, I got that bag on me. And that's why they mad at me. Girl, I got that scrap on me. Cause I know that they after me. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
What's wrong with you?
Envy, you feel me, slime? On Crip. Okay?
What are you doing?
Yo, Dramos on God and them give me the biggest hee-haw. Okay? Envy, take me to court right now.
This guy forgot he's 40 years old and has three
42.
Kids.
42.
And has three kids.
I need to go to Breakfast Club court. Put me on trial right now. Make me sit my old ass down somewhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, call us up right now. 800-585-1051. Now,
come on,
Charlamagne the God, a.k.a. Leonard McKelvey, a.k.a. Fake Ass Crip, a.k.a. Fake Ass Slime, a.k.a. 6ix9ine Reincarnated. Does he have a problem right now? Is he too old to be having music influence him like this? Right now, he has a ski mask on. He's been saying brat, 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 brat with his little shoot 222 gun that he has in his hand. That's a fake gun. That's his finger.
I'm holding it sideways, too.
See? What is wrong with him? What is wrong with him? Yo, stay away from me. 800-585-1051. Is this guy too old to be having music influence him like that? Are we too old to be having music influencing us like that? Because I can say, what up, gangster? What up, blood? What up, cuz? What up, gangsta? What up,
see it. What up,
what up? You know what I'm saying? I'll be on the block later on today. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Let's
if you want to take it, we can take it.
Let's
it is like that. Bang, 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 bang. I'll give
it. That's right. Take it back to Dirty Queens, Envy. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne came to work this morning a little,
under the influence.
Under
the influence of country rap tunes, okay? I deserve to be in Breakfast Club court this morning. I feel stupid. I've been in here gangbanging on the radio, and I just feel like I'm too old to still be influenced by music. I promise you, it literally was the New South playlist on Tidal. Listening to stuff like Key Glock off the porch and my man Lil Boss, I Know It, and, you know, Pooh Shiesty, Guard Up. It really, 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 really took me to a place that I absolutely enjoy.
Yeah, so we're asking, is Charlamagne, are we all too old to be influenced by music right now?
I don't think so, bro. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. And I have no reason for saying that other than I just really enjoy it.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines and take
Charlamagne. Are we going through a midlife crisis?
Huh?
Are we going through a midlife crisis? I don't think so.
You still have, you know, like Charlamagne, you have a ski mask on.
Yo, slime!
Drinking Starbucks. Like, what is that?
It's called balance.
Is that a bougie gangster? Like, what
it's
are
called,
you?
It's called balance.
Balance.
You think gangbangers don't need caffeine?
I don't know.
You need energy to do a drive-by or two.
Okay.
You think I just put money on people's head without, you know, a little latte?
Okay. Hello, who's this?
This is Regina.
Hey, Regina. You know, your boy's up here with a ski mask on drinking a latte.
I love it.
With a
I
pinky in the air. It's a little weird.
Talk to me, Regina.
I love it. We have to, listen, we have to do, I'm 43. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, I be in my car, and sometimes I be a thug. You know, I could be a thug, I could be a sweetheart, but listen.
Charlamagne,
keep doing it.
Thank you, baby. It. That's what I'm talking about. Jackie Kill, Florida.
Hello, who's this?
This guy's crazy.
It's John.
Hey, John, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think it's a good thing when you got a bunch of Florida people agreeing with you.
John, Charlamagne has a ski mask on right now. He's drinking a latte with his pinky in the finger.
It's not a latte. It's a green tea with finger,
I don't know what he wants to do with that pinky. I don't know. But you think his ass is too old for all this?
Man, sit your old ass down somewhere, man.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 33.
Oh, you're 33. Okay, so you still can live out your old wild out days. You're still cheating on your girl.
No, I did that when I was 20. I got arrested 4 times in 1 year.
Congratulations. What was the biggest charge?
The biggest one was a home invasion.
What music were you listening to when you did that home invasion?
I'm from Florida, man. I listen to all kind of stuff, man. You know, I don't even know Plies.
Okay.
You know,
probably Kodak.
Nah, that was a while ago.
That was a while ago? All right.
Kodak was in middle school back then.
But you got your life together now.
Yeah, definitely, man. So, you got a family, man.
You're right. Thank you, brother. You know what? You take this guy. See, when you say that, once you add that, you got a family. That's like when a gangbanger say, "Oh God," and them, he gonna do something to you. Once somebody tell you, sit your old ass down, you got a family, that's when you get back to reality. He right.
Hello, who's right. this?
Christian out of Philly.
Hey, Christian out of Philly.
Good morning, Christian.
Now, Charlamagne, is his ass too old to be wilding out to this music?
No, hell no. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Listen, it's balance in life. It's the yang and the yang. It's the drug dealer and the professional. Because every morning I'm listening to King Vine. I'm from Philly and I'm not from 63rd. I do that every morning. And then I do my professional 9-to-5. And when I come home, it's back to Jazz and Sullivan and all of that. So you need balance. It's about balance.
I agree with you. Ratchetness and righteousness is the yin and the yang of life.
Right, exactly.
I'm with you.
It's about code switching. We code switch with music too. Okay.
I'm with you. Because I did the same thing. I woke up this morning, I meditated. I had my beads in my hand. I was doing my mantras. And then I'm going to therapy at 3 o'clock. But when I was driving into work, it was them country rap tunes, bro.
Listen, we moving weight. We are moving weight.
That's how I felt.
Oh, my goodness.
I really felt like that.
We moving brick all up and down 95. We doing it. So, we got our 401ks in place. We are professionals. We are parents. We are PTA. They love us. But we turned up. That's what you got to do. But
I'm with you. So you sell Let's go.
You sell drugs in the morning.
I'm not having a little bit of gray hair from me doing it and busting it.
That's right. She's representing for all the people out there who still want to do the busted challenge, but their knees not what they used to be. But we out here, baby.
And I ain't posting it because I'm a mama, and I'm not posting it.
Hey, let's go. You know what you about to do? You know what we about to do? Let's play one of these country rap tunes in full, goddamn.
You sure you want to do that?
I want to play one of these country rap tunes in full.
Don't pull out your fake gun on me anymore.
No, we're going to play one of these country rap tunes. I want to play, let's go down I-95, let's go to South Carolina, let's play my man Lil Boss, I Know It.
Okay.
And if let's you watch the video, he got a ski mask on the whole time, and I don't know how, because this thing is so hot. I feel like I'm about to die.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right, that was Lil Boss. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
I'm going to tell you something. I might have to take back my donkey today because I don't feel so stupid because my Breakfast Club familiar, okay? All fam, no flam, as my man Lil Boss says. My Breakfast Club familiar is on the same wave as me, except for the one dude from Florida. But the ladies is like, let your inner hood rat shine, Charlamagne.
Yeah, ladies are in. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Kingsley from Arkansas. Gang, gang, bro. What's up, bro?
Oh, what's happening, King? How old are you, King?
What's up, man? I'm 29, bro. I bang that C all day.
I don't even know what that means.
What's that mean? That's Christ, bro.
Oh, Christ.
I thought the C's for
all
Christ.
All day. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. I got three jobs. Shout out to Target, Under Armour, and Kroger's.
Okay.
So when you banging the Christ... When you throwing up that C for Christ, Jesus gang, what do you listen to?
I listen to, I ain't gonna lie, Young Thug, I ain't gonna lie. I listen to Drake, I listen to, you know, I ain't gonna lie. You know, I throw some Yolanda Adams maybe in there. You know,
I like the balance. I love the balance, King. Okay, from Young right. Thug to Yolanda Adams, I love the balance.
Now you're a young man.
You know what I'm saying? You got to.
You're 29.
Hey,
Charlamagne, 42.
I'm gonna be 30.
Should Charlamagne be banging out to this every morning?
Man, he can bang. He can have a balance. He can bang right. He can bang left.
That's right.
In the middle.
Right, no, left,
on,
right, middle.
Like, yo, you tell his daughter, yo, I slime kid, clean the kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
right.
Gang, gang.
On the set.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello? On the set, you better have that kitchen clean.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, hi. Hey, this is Miss Ed from the Doveville in Ohio.
Now, is Charlamagne too old to be gang ganging this morning?
I'd have to second the motion, yes. But I have to add myself to it, too. I be thinking I'm just ratchet. You talk about Luda, P-popping. Oh, my God. I'm 33 years old with two kids. That had me going, I ain't never P-popped in my life. But I can swerve. Talking about Gucci and Jeezy. I be thinking I'm about to shoot somebody when I'm mad.
Come on now.
I ain't been dead since I was 13 years old. Now, so, yes, you do have your moments. It do influence you.
Now, listen, Jeezy and Gucci, that was our era. We was still in our old wild out days when they was in their prime.
Yes.
These new Negroes different. These new Negroes will take you someplace even further than Jeezy and Gucci them did.
They
I'm telling
sure
you.
Will, honey. They have you on lean, literally.
And don't
I
you
don't know what's
and doing. Don't act like you ain't never did no peep-popping because you said you got three kids. Okay?
Honey, I got two, and I have, but I don't know how to do it on a handstand.
Clearly, you know how to do something. That man, whoever,
right, who, right.
Them baby daddies
but
you got.
They do influence us. They do influence
they
us.
They do influence
when
us.
Grown. And I have my ratchet moments, too, and I've been a school bus driver for 8 years.
My goodness.
Listen, them baby daddies you got released their ancestors in you for a reason. You know how to peep-pop something on something.
Honey, yes. But not on the handstand, right, but on the back bed stand.
Hey, okay, hey, all right. Hey, I'm telling you.
Hello, who's this?
Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's up, Chris?
What's up, my brother?
What's Chris? Good morning. Talk Chris. To me, Chris.
Is Charlamagne too old to be talking all this gang, 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 gang?
If it's in a positive way, positive energy.
No, he's pulling out guns shooting at me, man. He's shooting, bang, bang, bang.
I don't have no guns. These ain't guns.
Yeah. What are they?
My fingers.
That's your finger guns.
Don't act like you don't like these fingers.
Guy's crazy.
Bring your fingers to the atmosphere, to around life, to whatever murder that y'all going through, man. Be gang against life, man.
Yes,
it's come on, man. I'm feeling that energy this morning.
Yes, and it's all about energy. That's what it's about. It's not about violence or doing criminal activities or gang stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a fun energy. Like I listening to these country rap tunes is just like it's good for your soul. It makes my inner child smile. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, some fun just to have fun.
That's
man,
it.
I work in the metal business. Every morning I've been doing this for over 2 years and I'm a lead man there. From day one, I went there with whatever music I'm listening to early in the morning, gang is doing whatever. My chair be having on the young boy also.
What you be listening to? What you be listening to, King? What you be listening to, King? What gets you there? Tell me what gets you there.
I listen to Nip Hustle.
I love Nip.
I'm listening to Mozzie now. I heard of Mozzie like months ago. My boy from Houston was telling me about this.
I like Mozzie.
Mozzie, yeah, Mozzie.
And you know what I'm saying? Some, you know, conscious rapping. You know?
Hold on. I got something for you right now. Let's play Pooh Shiesty Guard Up, because I'm going to tell you something. This is the one that really got me on my... You know what
oh,
I'm saying?
Goodness.
Slime, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
On Crip, on God, them.
All
you
right.
know? All the sounds they be making. Cuckoo! Woo-hoo! What they be doing?
What noise was that?
Woo, 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 woo.
There
it is.
That's not it?
No,
my goodness.
Well, play Pooh Shiesty Guard Up, man.
All right, and when we come back, of course, we got the rumors, man. It's new music Friday, as we'll tell you all the new music that's coming out, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't caught my breath since the goddamn 8:05.
Yeah, I was drinking a lot of water.
Lord have mercy.
Now, I just want to read a comment before we get to the rumors. Now, this is from Tutti Frutti, right? Tutti Frutti said, listening to The Breakfast Club while being admitted to the hospital due to coronavirus. Thanks for lifting my spirits. Corona is a bitch, so please stay safe, guys. DJ Envy, please stay safe when you go to Atlanta for DJing. Yeah, I'm going to be in Atlanta. I'm actually going to be at BQE, one of my favorite restaurants, tomorrow, and then Sweet. And then he says, please stay safe. Angela Yee, I know you're going out of town. Stay safe. Charlamagne, you're not too old for a gangbang.
Boy, shut up. You made that up. It's not for, ain't no way in hell a man, somebody named Tutti Frutti, say I'm not too old for a gangbang.
Did he say that? You're not too old for a gangbang.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you something. For anybody that's just joining us this morning, I ain't got time to explain what that even means. All right? I do feel that way, though, because you know what?
What? You feel like a gangbang?
No. We was playing, when we played the little boss, and you know, he says, I got the strap on me, but I was talking to Taylor, our producer, and I said, I got the strap on me. Put one too many ons.
What is wrong with you?
Should just been one on.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk new music. This guy's crazy this morning. It's
time. She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, it's Friday, so it's New Music Friday, so let's get into it, all right?
Yeah, I thought we just did a bunch of new music.
Well, here's some more new music.
Okay.
The second generation of Wu. You know who that is?
No.
Old Dirty Bastard's son, Method Man's son, Ghostface Killer's son, and U God's son released an album today. Yes.
What's it called?
It's called Hereditary.
Oh, drop one of Clues Bomb for them young brothers. I'm listening to that today, then. First of all, I love the concept. Wu-Tang is truly forever. And the fact that all of the kids of Wu-Tang members are working together, that's dope. It's not the same, but similar to when my favorite MC of all time, Ghostface, says, my seeds rolled his seeds, married his seeds. That's how we keep Wu-Tang money all up in the family.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it. This is from the Isles of Staten. And this is Ghostface's son, Sun God, and Meth's son, Power.
You was on a straight path, I tied up in crisscross. Room, yeah. Step. Timeless, tell a nigga to rewindness. Room, yeah. Step. You lacking your mind, and that's why I'm meeting the grip.
Okay.
In the trenches with gorillas, my dick and they be the drillers. Room, yeah. Step. It's timeless, tell a nigga to rewindness. King Toka, they call me your highness. Only smoke the finest, but I'm off the baba. Got your baby in the studio calling me Dada.
See, I'm a Wu-Tang fanatic. Remember a couple years ago, I was asking y'all if I'm too old to get
a Wu-Tang tattoo?
I was going to get the little W like Meth got on the hand. I just love Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? Like, Wu-Tang provided a lot of the soundtrack to my life. Wu-Tang is truly forever. They really are.
Well, Young Thug and Juice WRLD released a single. It's called Bad Boy. And the only reason I'm playing this is, you know, my son's favorite artist is Juice WRLD. So let's hear it.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, I'm a bad boy. When he got off my, then got to the cash and got in my bag, boy. Don't think it's sweet, I stay with the heat even though I'm a sad boy. You better watch the way you breathe around me for that breath be last, boy.
I've been drinking red reds, boy. I've been chopping all these birds, McCoy.
Okay.
No one made my rich in nearly 9 months. Overseas, honey skin, crescent.
Break the GT. All right, okay. Rest in peace, Juice WRLD, man. Mm-hmm. Such a life cut too short.
Absolutely.
He came to the Breakfast Club. I forgot what year Juice WRLD came to the Breakfast Club. You know, they used a clip of his interview on Lil Dicky's show, Dave.
Oh,
When he was up here.
Really?
Yeah. They used the part when we was talking about mental health, and I think when I hugged him.
Yeah.
And was trying to get him and his boys to hug. And with the irony of that, I was trying to get him and his boys to hug because I was saying life is very short. So, you know,
correct.
you got to tell your people that you love them, you value them, and you appreciate them.
Okay.
And then he passed.
Yeah. All right. Well, DaBaby released a new single. It's called Masterpiece.
Stop. Notice I looked you in your eye.
Let's go.
Next time, get if you really love me, like a thot. If you really let me do it, I say when you get
that
it. Let me dead in my eye.
Go.
Play it, I'ma set it on fire. My love, she's a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She's still gonna laugh at me.
Okay.
Still suck my when she mad at
dropping
me.
The Clues Bombs for the 704 Charlotte, Queen City. Okay, when is DaBaby not releasing new music? DaBaby has kept his foot on the game's neck since the time he came out.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to my guy, Arnold Taylor, man.
Yeah, shout out to Arnold Taylor and everybody over there.
SCMG and Billion Dollar Baby Entertainment.
And lastly, to keep the balance, new joint, Ariana Grande.
No, don't you dare.
That's what I'm talking about.
And drama, shut up.
This is the 34 plus 35 remix featuring Meg Thee Stallion.
Can you stay up all night?
And Doja Cat.
Like a baby, but you know I'm about to keep you up. Welcome to my channel, and today I'm about to teach you something. I can make it pop, legs up like a can-can. Wake the neighbors up, make it sound like the fan plan. Let me get cute. He's about to come through. Hopping in the shower for about a whole hour. He finna act a foul game, so he get the foul kick.
Okay. And I ain't gonna play Doja Cat verse. I be liking to hear Doja Cat rap. Doja Cat floated on City Girls' Poom Poom Talk.
She definitely
Doja
did.
Doja say her talking do cartwheels. Come on now.
All right. Why you move your chest like that? Your shoulders like that?
Why is he making eye contact with you?
Because I'm talking to you. Okay. You look people in the eyes when you talk to them, Drum.
I wish you would.
You got so excited when you heard that Ariana Grande record. You screamed out, I got that scrap on me.
And lastly, let's just say J-Lo is going to perform at Biden's inauguration.
They ain't got no black people performing, by the way.
And Lady Gaga will sing the national anthem.
You know there's a woman vice president who is, black on there. Black on that ticket.
That's right.
And ain't no black people performing at the inauguration. I ain't seen none.
Nope. Justin Timberlake, John Bon Jovi, Demi Lovato, and Aunt Clemens.
I don't even know who Aunt Clemens is. I should. But I
don't know.
She might be black. That do sound kind of black.
Let me Google. Yeah, Google. Right
Google. Before you Google, say that, I don't think that
dude sound kind of. That sound pretty black.
What
but I don't know.
Black about Hold Aunt on, Clemens.
Aunt Clemens. Let me see. I don't know.
Aunt Clemens.
Oh, Aunt. You said Aunt. No, that don't sound black. You said Aunt. I thought you said Aunt.
Oh, no, I think Aunt is black.
He's black.
Aunt is black.
All right, drop on the cool bomb, baby. Aunt, you my favorite person at the inauguration. You and J-Lo.
And from Jersey.
Let's go.
Oh, he's from
okay,
Jersey.
Aunt. All right, Aunt. We see you.
Okay, Aunt.
All right. As a matter of fact, him and Justin Timberlake got a song together.
That's
called
right.
Better Days. Aunt, we rooting for you.
Buddy.
Aunt, let's go.
All right,
let's go, Aunt. Aunt performing at the inauguration.
Let's go, Aunt.
The only reason I'm tuning in, him and J-Lo.
There you go.
Salute to Justin Timberlake, too.
All
but
right.
Aunt, yes, sir.
All right, Aunt. All right, now let's get to the mix, People's Choice mix. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know
That's
your favorite
right, LL Cool J
and your favorite.
You already
Slick
did
Rick
the
joint.
Mix. You did the mix yesterday.
Yesterday was their birthday, so we're gonna ride for them today. God. I don't know what you're talking about.
Gang, gang.
Stop lying to people. They're on to you.
No, they're not. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests on the line. First, attorney Benjamin Crump, who calls all the time, friend to the room. We appreciate you for always checking in and helping the community. Now, today, what do we have going on today, attorney Benjamin Crump? When you call, it's always we're doing something. What's going on today, brother?
Hey, Envy, happy New Year, King. Thank y'all so much for always answering the call. I have two special people, Keon Harrell Sr., who most of you all got to see in a unfortunate video of the Arlo Hotel where his 14-year-old son was racially profiled and falsely accused by this Maya Ponsetto, also known as Soho Karen, over stealing his cell phone. And we have his mother, Kat Rodriguez. Both of them were musicians. Kat played with Beyonce's band. Keon is a Grammy Award-winning jazz musician, and they are good, strong, black parents. And so that's what we're talking about, how to make sure people are not allowed to racially profile and falsely accuse our children and then have it swept under the rug.
That's right.
But for people that don't know, what happened that day? I know a lot of people seen the video, so they seen what happened. So just break down what happened, because, of course, the video only shows a little bit of what happened that day.
What happened was my son and I had been up all night. It was the day after Christmas. Late in the afternoon, me and my son are just hungry. We just want to get something to eat, so around 2:30, 2:45, we're like, okay, let's just go down and just get some brunch. So we go downstairs, come out of the elevator, and before I know it, it's this lady is screaming at my son, and she locks eyes on him and just decides that he is the person who stole her cell phone. So basically, I'm telling the management, listen, we don't have your cell phone. My son doesn't need your cell phone. And that's how it all started.
Chris Rock actually stole the cell phone. He admitted to it. So has she apologized since Chris came out and said it was him?
No.
No, she is still saying that she got off the plane and told the reporter that he still has his phone.
How did management handle this? Because management did get involved.
Management, that was a debacle. First of all, you can hear me talking to the management and telling Chad, listen, you are disrespecting me. You're disrespecting my son. My son is a black child. When you're asking my son to turn over his cell phone and show his cell phone, you are essentially telling him, you know what, hey, boy, let me see your papers. We know there's a big history. And for 400 years of us having to show our papers and prove that we belong in certain establishments, me, green is king. I'm paying my money. I'm there for 3 weeks. And this person's not even a guest who's giving precedent over me. The problem with Black people, sometimes we don't get a chance to be heard. They don't want to hear our words.
Correct.
I spoke as clearly as I possibly can or possibly could to the management and her. The reason why I posted the video is because they did not listen. I showed this video to the management. I showed this video to law enforcement. I thought it was appalling. And clearly everybody else did too, but they didn't.
What's the name of the hotel? I want to constantly keep saying their name because I want to keep pressure on them. What's
the Arlo Hotel, owned by Quantrum Hospitality LLC. They have these hotels across America, about 11 of them. High quality, a little on the expensive side. And the fact that they feel that it's okay to racially profile Black people, we have to send a message, because individual acts of racism are empowered by institutions like police and corporations. And we have to say no more Arlo. So we're asking everybody to sign this petition, justicefor.keon.org, because we want to set a precedence that they're equally responsible. And I know Kat has been saying that from the beginning.
Kat, I wish you was there, Kat.
Kat, what were you thinking when you saw that video, Kat? Like, what was your frame of mind when you seen that video? Because you weren't there, correct?
I was not there. I was called right after. My frame of mind is, it would have ended up totally different.
She needed hands and feet put on her. And I know when you saw her talking to Gayle King and she was like, enough. I know you wanted some of that smoke.
But listen, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Crown Heights.
Okay.
And I would handle it differently. And God knows that now, looking back, we reflect that thank God he handled it how he did, because the story would have been flipped, right? A Black man attacked a white woman just because it would have been a different storyline, right? If I would have done what she did, if I would have been there, all of a sudden it would have been a Remy Ma case. Right? Like,
I'm not.
Oh, wow.
Kat would have dragged up and down Fifth Avenue.
No, she said Remy Ma. That's a different level. We're not even going to say what that is.
But that's the truth. When it comes to your baby,
absolutely,
you black out.
But how is your son right now? Because, I mean, I could imagine being traumatized. You walk downstairs with your dad, and all of a sudden, there's a lady pointing at you, the hotel management's pointing at you, and she's trying to attack to grab the phone. How is he feeling? How is his mind frame right now?
Like, I went to hug him, and I play around with my son. I'm an only child. My son is an only child, so we have a really close bond. I have siblings, so our bond, I'm stern, but we hang. And I went to play with him and touch him from the back, and I went to grab him, and he was like, I've never seen him just cringe, like, and he just stood there. And I'm like, you okay? And he was like, no, don't touch me from the back.
Mm.
Because if you see the video, she blindsided him from the back. And so that in itself, he goes to bed in the night, and you can see there's a quiet, like he withdraws. So definitely, it's not okay. He shouldn't have to not look at his phone. He's 14. You know, a kid that was always on YouTube or listening to guys on podcast, you know, he doesn't want to hear it because everything is about this or the Capitol, which shows that America doesn't value us. So how does he feel as a 14-year-old, knowing that he's going to have to deal with this for the rest of his life?
Just imagine if you wouldn't have filmed that a case like this would have never even been brought to the forefront, and things like this are happening all the time and people just don't know about it. And then how would your son feel if there's no chance for justice at all? And then you're supposed to just go about your day after?
Right.
And that's what is typically expecting to happen. And that's what does happen. It's happening right now somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I caught this on video, and this person went on CNN and said, I attacked her. And this is after the fact that the video was already viral. This just says to me is they have it's a pretense of innocence that I can do whatever I want to do, get away with it. I mean, we didn't even really talk about the idea that after the manager was basically deputized by this person who was from the street, he believed her, that activated this racist system.
What if the phone wasn't found because the Uber never brought it back?
Right.
The Arlo Hotel made it possible for this woman that now is saying that she has anxiety issues to police their hotel.
Right.
You said the Uber brought her phone back?
The Uber brought her phone. phone back.
So how the hell is she still saying? How the hell is she still saying that the phone stole it?
No, she said the hotel had her phone.
The manager told me that Uber brought her phone back, and she's still continually saying that my son somehow magically
got
her. And that's why, shout out to Chris Rock.
So if you want to sign the petition, please text Keyon, K-E-Y-O-N, like a key that's on, to 55156.
This is Keyon, y'all. He wanted to say hi because he really...
That's Keyon. What's up, young king?
How are you guys? I just want to say thank you for the present that you got. You know, I just like the show a lot, and I support your show, and I just want to say thank you for the support that you have given me.
All love, king. All love.
For the PS5 and the books, we look forward to digging deep into those books, man. Thank you so much, and thank you to the Breakfast Club for having us. So, and helping us tell this story. That's very important.
Listen, Keyon, Kat, Keyon Jr., you have a beautiful family, and y'all the only KKK I acknowledge.
Well, thank you guys so much for sharing your story. Attorney Benjamin Crump, thank you for always being on the line. We appreciate you guys so much.
All right, we need 100,000 signatures.
100,000? 100,000?
We need 100,000.
We can do that.
Okay, we're going to get that. Give him the thing again, the petition.
So text Keyon to 55156. If not, you can go straight to justiceforkeyon.org.
Thank you so much, guys.
Love y'all, man. Thank y'all.
Love you, Ben.
All right.
Peace, y'all.
God bless.
All right. Well, thank you, Keyon, Kat Rodriguez and family, and attorney Benjamin Crump for joining us. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do have a positive note. This is a 3-day weekend. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. Day is on Monday, so I want everybody to go out there, enjoy the weekend, do what you do, whether you on your edibles or your tequila, your cognac, whether you smoke weed, I prefer to eat it, whatever it is that you do. But I just want everybody to just have a good time, toss your hair in a bun, you know, drink some coffee, put on some gangster rap, and handle it, okay? Put on some of them good old country rap tunes and handle whatever you got to handle this weekend.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.